Well, and I hear you saying what's happened under Biden's watch, but the attacks have only ramped up by Russia against Ukraine in recent weeks on President Trump's watch. But Senator, let me just read you something that you said back in 2023 as we talk about these potential land swaps that you're discussing. This was during your visit to Ukraine. You said, quote, "You don't end wars by giving territory to the aggressor. If Putin is not stopped here, he will keep going. And that increases the chances that there will be a war between Russia and NATO." Senator, if Russia is allowed to annex some of those regions, won't that effectively be a green light for Russia to go into and invade other countries?
What will stop a third war is to do things differently than we did in 2022, is to keep arming Ukraine so that Russia will be deterred by the most lethal army on the continent of Europe right now, which is Ukraine. Security guarantees that if you come into Ukraine again, you'll be fighting more than just Ukraine. Having some European forces on the ground as tripwires, building up economic integration. The one thing that changed everything, in my view, is the minerals deal between us and Ukraine changed the relationship between the United States and Ukraine, and President Trump will defend those interests. East Berlin and West Berlin existed divided for a very long time. It wound up not being the case. So there's de facto recognition and de jure recognition. I'm not trying to tell you or anybody else that I think Ukraine can evict every Russian soldier. I am here to tell you that President Trump will end this war in a way to prevent a third invasion and not to entice China to take Taiwan. We're not out to humiliate Putin. We're out to get a deal to make sure there's no third invasion.